This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is the last show of the year for me, 21st, in the solstice. Come on in. Hey, hello. This is Erica, and you're listening to Tune In with Erica on 1-2 Radio on the 21st of December, which, for pretty much in stateside, that is your solstice. Technically, in the UK, we get solstice at 3:27 in the morning tomorrow. But hey, I am going to celebrate with you right now. I am thrilled to have your company. And I'm so looking forward to sharing today with you. It just feels wild and wonderful and witchy and all that potential as the light of the shortest day dips here in Cornwall. It's been a beautiful, bright day, and the sun is just, can I paint you this picture? The sun is dipping into the ocean, and it's silver like moonlight because it's the lowest light of the year. My fires are lit. The tree is twinkling. I have a hot cup of tea, and my black cat, Magic, is sitting listening with you as well. So that is my solstice setting. And do come and say hello in the Facebook chat room. I'm just taking a look. I haven't managed to look in there yet. Normally, I have a moment to look just before I go on air, but I haven't quite managed it. Oh, lots of people in there. I can see Maureen and Pamela, Renee, Tiffany, Laura, Mary, and Sandy. Oh, thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to go in there and take a look at all your comments. I have also put up in there lots of pictures of how we do solstice or the Yule down here in Celtic Cornwall, because in Penzance, where I live in particular, they call it Montol. They celebrate the midsummer is Galloan, and here it is Montol, and the streets go crazy, packed with people and music and costume and fire and processions and all those things. We have obioses, which are kind of horses, like hobby horses you ride on. We have guys beasts. We have merry lewds. We have musicians and caroling. And as the day goes, or I should say the night goes on, carousing. It's, the Lord of Misrule gets stuck in there as well. And a huge bonfire happens. So after this show, I'm going to give it a go because it's a fine evening and see if I can get down there. Lord knows where I will park because the town just packs out with revelers. But anyway, I thought I would share that with you, and let me just take a look in the chat room. As I said, in the chat room, I have put up some pictures from Montol days gone past. So if you are able to get in the Facebook chat room, either now or perhaps later, if you can't quite get to a computer or you're driving, please be safe. Don't try looking in the Facebook chat room. But I've put you up some pictures of the fire and the revelry that takes over the streets of Penzance on Montol. So a very, very special time. So let's just have a look at your comments. I'm going to make it do, it's doing its usual all comment thing. So Sandy, hello. And then I've put these pictures up, lots of Montol pictures. And to Tiffany, hello. And Laura, oh, you've got a picture of an icicle. Brr. But it is the solstice. And a beautiful poem. And Renee and Pamela. Okay, I'm going to do readings as well. I have my angel tarot deck with me, and I almost came up with a little poem. I'm not a particular poet, but I was going to say as I came on air, come in and welcome, revelers all. You'll all be dancing at this solstice ball. I will do my best to get us all dancing and feel the very special energy as nature just slows down to that point and then comes back up again. It just feels so magical. And this year it feels even more magical, maybe because it's not raining and blowing a gale as it has done other years. This silver light on the ocean, it's almost pink. It just feels very, very energetically special. So I wanted to share that with you. I also took a look at, because I'm just curious, you know me, I'm a Libra. we love our mysticism, but we also love our explanations. So I did take a look because I thought, where does the name solstice come from? And about, well, the sol bit is obvious. It means the sun in Latin, the rebooting of the sun. And the ancients apparently added the word sol to sistere, which means to stand still. So that makes sense. Sol sistere was the day the sun to them stood still, and then it became light again. In Middle English, by the time it got to the 14th century Middle English, they had shortened the word solstitium to solstice, which is where we get that modern word from. So I just thought I would share that as well. I can see loads of comments coming into the Facebook chat room, so I'm just going to refresh the page and make sure that I haven't missed anybody out and take a look. So where are we? Top comments, all comments. Okay, so I've said hello to Maureen and Tiffany and Laura and Renee. All these beautiful, I tell you, if you can get in the Facebook chat, all these beautiful memes and poems and beautiful things people are putting up here in the chat room. Even if you can't get there right now, go and take a look later. If you're wondering how to get in the chat room, go to 12radio.com. That's the number 12.com. Take a look at the menu on the left-hand side. There is an option to chat that would take you into this Facebook chat room. Good morning to Denise as well, and Pamela, and Terry, and Mary. Okay, so lots of readings for me to do, so I will do that. There's a lovely solstice blessing from Laura. Thank you, Laura, that I will read. Solstice blessing. May the longest night of darkness bring rest and rebirth. May the growing sun of daylight bring hope and new beginnings. Thank you for that, Laura. That's absolutely beautiful. I would also like to take this moment to connect to all my colleagues in 12 Radio and on 12 Listen, 12 House, 12 Academy, and to give particular thanks to Mark Husson, who makes all of this possible. I cannot tell you how well supported we are as advisors and as radio hosts because of Mark's diligence and care and passion for what he does. So I would like to send particular solstice blessings to Mark and all he does. And start doing you some readings because you're being really patient. So let's have a look in this Facebook chat room. Sandy, hello to you. Solstice blessings. You had a company call you for a test last Monday. You thought you did okay. I'm sure you did. Will you hear back from them soon? Well, I hope so. And I wish you a Merry Christmas too. Thank you for wishing me a Merry Christmas. So let's see if what you want to know, Sandy, is not that you did okay, because of course you did okay. It's a case of, is this job a good match for you? So let's have a look at that. Is this job going to be a good match for you in the new year? Because we're almost there. So I think there's some things when I look at this you need to look at, because I have a five of fire. So the question you want to ask is this job a good match for you rather than did you do okay? And a slight hold up. When I've got a five, it's always a slight hiatus, a hold up. So are they worth your time? You're valuable. So ask yourself, do you want to work for the company? And that will change the energy enormously, Sandy. And I wish you a very Merry Christmas and blessed New Year. Moving down to my Libra sister, Maureen. Okay. Happy solstice to you. Merry Christmas. You're saging the house today after a good cleaning. Oh, well, if you want to clean mine and come and sage mine, please do. I'm almost ready for the celebrations. But yes, that's a good idea. Some saging. And also, bless you for that idea, because you can clear a room with saging, or you can clear it with energy and chanting, or just clapping your hands if you're in a hurry, because you will have perhaps people coming into your house over the season that you wouldn't have in before. And we hope that everybody will bring nice energy, but hey, you know, life is life. So if you have had people that you feel perhaps do not share your wonderful energy, then please do make sure that you clear your house after you've had lots of visitors. And even if they're beautiful visitors, maybe you just want some peace, so do clear the house. So thank you for the suggestion of saging, Maureen. Brilliant idea. She's lighting a candle for light and peace. And you would love a message, if time permits, for the solstice, of course. So tuning into Maureen. Gosh, that flew out of the deck quickly for you, Maureen. Beautiful card. Water card. It's cups in standard tarot. It is the king. Quite often, this has a Cancerian male energy, but it doesn't have to be. But I just put that one in there. It's about getting together with people who are trustworthy and honourable and heartfelt. A feel-good factor. So I hope that you're going to have feel-good folk walking into your house and feeling all that beautiful energy that you have prepared for them. And even if they are having not the best day, when they walk in, may they be blessed by you and your energy and turn their day round. So have a truly blessed solstice and a Merry Christmas to you, Maureen. Moving down through the list, and I come to Tiffany. Happy winter solstice, Yule, Montel, happy holidays to you too. You would love a card on whether it would be best to start a legal assistant certification in the winter or spring. Okay, well, that's simple. The way to do this, if you're asking questions like this and you have your own oracle deck or tarot deck, as you set your intention, I'm going to put the winter on my left hand and the spring semester on my right and tune into the deck and say, please show me winter for Tiffany, her legal assistant job for winter, please. What do we think? That's interesting. It's not instantly picking up. I'm going to clear the deck again. So please show me winter. Now, that's interesting. When a deck does this, it tells me I'm asking the wrong question. Okay, tell me what I need to tell Tiffany about applying for a legal assistance job. Is that the question? Yes. Then I get two cards out. So I've got two fire cards. Now, the fact they wouldn't tell me or didn't care to tell me, they never wouldn't tell me something. It didn't run properly when I asked winter or spring, suggests to me that actually it doesn't matter which way round you do it. But what I do get is it's very good for you. I've got an ace of fire, this beautiful little boy with his wand, and a baby, tiny weeny baby dragon, which is a new beginning. And then the four of fire, which is a beautiful card to have. It's about contentment and celebration and gratitude, and peace and prosperity. So I would say to you that actually it doesn't matter which one you do. What is important is it is the right thing to do. So I would say that just see how life pans out. And as I say that, they've now given me another card saying, which is now an air card about mentally moving forward, the six. So I suspect that what they're telling me is something has to fall in place. And when it does, it'll be immediately obvious to you, Tiffany, whether to do the winter or the spring. So I hope that helps. Good morning to Laura. Happy winter solstice to you and that lovely poem that I read out. Thank you for the solstice blessing. You would like a message. So, of course, so Laura, what message, clearing the deck, would I give to Laura on this solstice? There we go. I have a Queen of Air. Always a Libra sign, this, but a Queen of Air. She keeps a sense of humour and a sharp wit, this lady, when I see a Queen of Air. She has a sword, but it's got butterflies on it, because actually she can use her words kindly. But she's also a queen that doesn't suffer fools. So I would say that during this holiday season, keep that sense of humour about you in conversations, because we find ourselves in conversation with many people that perhaps we wouldn't normally. So keep a sharp mind, a sharp wit. You don't have to put up with fools. And I use that in inverted commas because I'm not suggesting that you're mixing with fools, but you know what I mean. But above all else, keep a sense of humour handy. And blessings to you. Renee, happy winter solstice to you too. And to Denise, good day. Happy holidays to you, Pamela. Denise would appreciate a holiday reading. Looks like you have snow on Christmas Day in Denver. Well, you're more likely to get snow than we are, that's for certain. We are not going to have a white Christmas here. So Denise would like a card for holiday reading. Take it easy. I've got a 10 of fire. So it will be what it is. Enjoy the preparations. Enjoy what you're doing. Do not get stressed. Go with the flow, is what I would say, Denise. Above all else, it's supposed to be a holiday of joy and connection, and it really doesn't matter how it pans out. So, because there's always that one thing, isn't there? You prep everything, and there's the one thing that you either forget to buy in the shops, or the one thing that somehow escapes you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to look perfect. What it has to do is feel wonderful. So I wish you a happy holiday season. Terry, good morning to you. Sounds a lot of fun to have a reading, if possible. Okay, we can do that. So let's have a reading for Terry. And you've sent a beautiful meme as well, wishing us all a magical Yule. Magical Yule to you too. So when I've got this, I've got an Earth card. I have an Eight of Earth. Quite often this is about learning or creating a new skill, or perhaps finding a mentor. It's about preparing something that's going to go so well and really prepare the ground for your coming year. So if you've got something like that in mind, you're thinking maybe of a course that you see that's on discount on the internet, maybe it's a good time to do that. Pamela, sounds like another adventure needs to go on your fulfillment list. Yep, it's formerly known as the bucket list. I know that one. Yes, Montal's a whole lot of fun. Mary, you say good morning and happy solstice. You were hoping for a card regarding a very long time manifestation for your sister Katie and you. Hoping to come to fruition this year. Okay, I have a feeling that 2024 is going to be a very good year. I know Mark has asked us to do predictions for 1-2 Radio, and I will. I promise you, I'll try and make. I've got a house full, but I will try and make time to do it. But I just have a good feeling about 2024. I know there are terrible events in the world. I look at what's in the Middle East and Ukraine. But I think for humanity, I just have a feeling, because when you add 22 to 4, it's an 8, it's the infinity loop, which is also, if you tip it up the other way, it's an 8. So 8 is abundance, but also an infinity loop means that stuff is coming round to clear. What goes around comes around. So if we have prepared the ground well, it could be a very prosperous year in many ways. So let's have a look for Pamela's adventure. I've got a lovely meditative knight here, but she's taken her armour off and the word Pax, peace, is behind her. So I would say that as you prep your adventures, first of all, sit in peace. I cannot tell you the sense of peace I have coming off this card. So I wish you peace of mind, Pamela. That's what I'm picking up off this card. And I was doing, losing my track here. I was doing a card for Mary, but that came for Pamela. So I'm going to go back and do one for Mary for this manifestation. This manifestation, and that flew out when I said that. Now that's interesting, because exactly the same card has come out of the deck. So it was meant for you as well, Mary. So I've got peace for this manifestation. So I would say to you, looking at this card, because this knight is meditating. So to create this, to really help it come into fruition, spend some time meditating and visualizing that it has happened. And what does it look like? What does it feel like? Bring that energy towards you. Draw that energy towards you. Oh, pardon me, I've got a croaky throat now. Now I can see lots and lots of people coming into the Facebook chat room. So I am going to do a quick refresh, because I can see a lot of messages coming in. As that's refreshing, I'm going to pull a card for you if you can't get in the Facebook chat room, because I appreciate not everybody can. So let's have a card for the solstice for you and me, because we are connected. Even if you're listening to this on demand, we are still connected. So I would ask the angels for a card for us all. Beautiful card, Queen of Fire. And she has a black cat on her lap. Well, as you know, I've got my black cat magic here. So this woman is unstoppable. She's brilliant. She's talented. She's independent. She's passionate. There's nothing she can't do when she sets her mind to it. So that is the message, the thought, as we approach a new beginning, new year, as the sun dips to its lowest point and reboots back to power up. That is the message for us all. And thank you to the angels for that. So I'm now back in the Facebook chat room, going through to where I'd got to. So lovely, happy solstice from Maureen. Pamela would like a message. Well, we did that. It was the four of air that you both got. Lioness is in there. Happy solstice, blessings to you too. Tiffany, it was a schooling for becoming a legal assistant. Good to know about the jobs. Okay. Laura said the message was perfect. Well, well done, angels, is all I can say. Of course, they always do. My colleague, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, is also in the room. Happy solstice to everyone, she says. And oh, bless you. She said, thank you for a lovely year of shows. Lots of love across the Atlantic to you too. And to Denise. Okay, let me see. I can see more comments coming in. I'm going to have to keep refreshing this Facebook chat room as I keep an eye on the timing as well. So there are more comments coming in. So ideas for solstice. Well, do light a candle, because it's all about light. My computer has now decided to do one of its moments. You know what my computer and my mouse are like when they kind of get together and go, no, we're having a solstice moment, my computer and my mouse and I, because I can see lots of comments coming in. I'm just trying to make it, tip them up the right way so I can see what you all have to say. That's better. I know it's a Mercury retrograde. Mercury's been quite good at the moment. So if you're having a Mercury moment, just remember you're going past it and then back through. You get to have a redo on the way past. So Laura says, thank you for the wonderful message. And Jennifer, I did. Mary, you are very welcome. Terry, sounds like a fun thing to be on the lookout for something like that. Okay. And Mary has put a lovely solstice winter blessing in. I'm just clicking on it so I can read it. May you find peace in the promise of the solstice night, that each day forward is blessed with more light, that the cycle of nature, unbroken and true, brings faith to your soul and well-being to you. Rejoice in the darkness, in the silence, find rest, and may the days that follow be abundantly blessed. Thank you so much for that. That was so nice. That was so kind. What a lovely blessing to put in there. And even more comments are flying in. I'm refreshing this page again, and I might do some more readings. I'm just keeping an eye on the time about where we all are. And my computer's just having another of its moments, Mercury retrograde moments. It's getting there. So bear with us. Bear with us. So I'm going down the other end to see. Pamela says, peace is a beautiful blessing. You're very welcome to the angels. And Tiffany as well. Right, I think I'm almost caught up with all the readings. Where am I? Okay, I have 5 minutes left. So let's see what we can do for this Yule, this solstice thought. So I wanted to do a card for the holiday season, because we're now solstice. And I know there are so many holidays that people celebrate. There's Hanukkah, there's the solstice, there's Kwanzaa, there's Christmas, and I'm sure that I've probably missed some. But I just want to say, as we traverse this holiday week, because I won't be with you now until next year, so can we have a card, please, for the holiday week? How should we make the best of our time, angels? What energy should we bring in? Because I know the angels will bring wonderful energy with their light. And they give me a card. It's a water card. That's cups. There's a new moon on it, new beginnings, which is perfect for today. This is also the Five of Water, which is always an interesting card. Because when I see the Five of Water, it's learning what we can from the past. In other words, look at what you have learned, the opportunities, the gifts that have been presented to you over the past year. If you view the fact that Yule is the end of a year, which in terms of light and rebirth of the sun, it is. In the Celtic tradition, it's Samhain, but if Yule means that to you, then look back at the gifts that you have been given over this past year and see what you can make of them. If there is forgiving to be done, this is the moment. As the light dips into that quiet stillness, still voice of calm, forgive yourself, forgive everything, let it go if it needs to be let go, celebrate it if it needs to celebrate. Everything in life is a gift. So that is the message that the angels give. They say everything happens for a reason. So look for hidden blessings if you had things you struggled with. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Thank you, angels, for that. Let me take a look at where I am now for timing. As I'm getting towards the last show, I just have 3 minutes left. So I'm quickly going to take a look back in the Facebook chat room because I can see that you're coming in there with more comments. I just want to say also thank you. It has been a joy to walk this year with you via 1-2 Radio. I so appreciate the fact that you turn up every week and share your energy and your wisdom and your joy. And I hope I've managed to do a reading for everybody in there. I am just looking through to make sure that I haven't missed anyone. I think I have got you all, so I'm just going to close that down. Right, where am I? Let me just have a look at the timing here. Okay, so I'm going to do one last set of readings. So what's a message for the new year? I say the advisors on 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen, we are going to try and do you a prediction show. But just let's ask right now for a look into 2024. As I say, I think it's going to be a good year. I think it's an 8-year, it's an abundant year. But just let me have a look and ask the angels, what would you like to tell us as an umbrella, an overthought, an overlighting of the year 2024, how maybe best make use of it? And there I have a card. In fact, I have two cards. Perfect. They are so on it today. Thank you, angels. I have the Dreamer, the Fool in Standard Tarot, which is new beginnings, trusting yourself. A wonderful new path ahead of you. Have faith. And faith is the word that I had for my holiday message, which if you go and look on the front page of 1-2 Listen, there are all the messages from the advisors on 1-2 Listen just sitting there waiting for you. Also, don't forget there's a gratitude board on the front of 1-2 Listen. So put what you're grateful for up there. And this is about preparing for a new quest. I've also got the Three of Fire, which is preparing for a wonderful new quest, a wonderful new beginning. So there we are. I am almost there, almost at the end of the show. Thank you, as I said, so much with all my heart for walking this path with me. I wish you Yule blessings. I wish you holiday hugs. I wish you Merry Christmas or whatever you celebrate. Have a wonderful time. Have a joyous time. I will be back next year to share the path with you as we walk. Until then, I wish you health, wealth and happiness and all that you might wish for. Take care. Lots of love. See you next year.